Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A new survey from the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan finding that local leaders across Michigan are facing some difficult fiscal conditions this year, with many saying that their budgetary situations are not looking good. To talk about the results and the latest from this latest poll, I'm joined by Tom Ivacco. He's the administrator and program manager at the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been doing the survey of the state's local leaders for some time now. What are the latest results, and just how dire are their budgetary situations now?
Well, things are particularly bad for some communities. For other communities, things seem to be easing off a little bit. It really depends on the individual jurisdiction that we're talking about. Overall, there are about 1,856 local governments in Michigan, counties, cities, townships, and villages. About half of them, just under half, say that they are less able to meet their fiscal needs this year than they were last year. And looking forward, half of them say they think they'll be even less able to meet their needs next year. But that's overall. When we look at different types of jurisdictions, it breaks down differently. And for a lot of the big communities in the state, things are significantly worse than that even.
Well, and these communities have been cutting their budgets along the way. So is it that every time they cut their budget, they still can't maintain their current needs, and they have to cut again, and the cycle just continues? Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, I think that's right for a lot of places. So, you know, costs continue to rise for things like healthcare and for infrastructure costs. And at the same time, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these local governments have been taking cuts in their revenue, whether it's from property tax revenue or state aid or revenue that they may raise from fees and licenses and things like that. So really, local governments are getting hit on both sides. You know, the revenue is decreasing at the same time that costs have been increasing.
I know 48% of the local leaders reported having fiscal struggles this year. Last year it was 61%, and in 2009 it was 52%. So it appears that last year was, the biggest proportion of local leaders saying that they were having fiscal struggles. I mean, is there anything positive that can be interpreted from this?
Well, I think you're right. It feels hard to say that there's anything positive happening at the local level. But in fact, for some jurisdictions, things are better now than they were a year ago. And the interesting thing is we find jurisdictions in that situation of all kinds. There are some big places in the state and some small places that are doing better than they were last year. There are some in, you know, lower southeast corner of the state and some all the way up in the upper reaches of the UP.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some places that are doing a little bit better than they were last year. It's a little bit surprising, but that's the fact.
I'm talking to Tom Ivacco. He's the administrator and program manager at the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at U of M. So there's this proposal now that likely will be taken up to eliminate the personal property tax for businesses. If that action is taken by lawmakers, what will local governments be left with at that point?
That's a really good question. I think this is one of the highest policy priority areas for local governments. It really depends on each jurisdiction. The personal property tax affects different jurisdictions in significantly different ways. For some places, it's a relatively small portion of their revenue. For other local jurisdictions, it's a humongous, over 50% of their revenue. So, I think everybody at the local level is paying careful attention to this debate that's starting to unfold in Lansing. I think there's a lot of hope that if indeed this particular tax is repealed, that in some way they'll be held harmless with other sources of funding. If that's not the case, then clearly for the jurisdictions that that rely heavily on the personal property tax, they're going to be in pretty serious straits.
What about emergency financial managers and their use across the state? I mean, after all the commotion over the new law giving them a greater power, we haven't really seen managers being deployed en masse. Are most municipalities likely to resolve their fiscal issues without the involvement of the state?
I think that's right. We actually have a question on that in our survey. We don't have it in this particular report, but a relatively small number of jurisdictions think that they would ever have an emergency manager appointed. They think that they'll be able to deal with their situation, you know, internally by making very difficult decisions. But you're absolutely right. This new law looks like it's being implemented, you know, fairly conservatively by state policymakers. Not many jurisdictions yet are coming under it. Although, you know, just in the last week, I think we've heard that the city of Inkster now is in the earliest stages of financial review.
And do you think it makes sense to give emergency financial managers more power to resolve fiscal problems, essentially taking over the local government when they are actually needed?
Well, that's a really hot potato question. In my perspective, it involves some extremely serious questions about democracy. Whether it's more important that finances are in order, or whether it's more important that citizens get to be governed by people that they choose. I think it really is going to come down to a case-by-case basis. I think there probably have been a couple of cases here in the state where the problems have gone on so long and have become so intractable that, you know, I think there's some evidence that emergency managers can play a constructive role.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the end, a lot will depend on each individual case. And if the emergency manager can come in and work with the community as far as possible, you know, I think that that would go a long way to dealing with some of these very difficult issues.
Only 45 seconds left, but, basically what we're seeing is continuous cuts. Are we going to just essentially see local governments operating on a shoestring budget? And is there really any sense of where added revenue or an actual turning around of revenue is likely to come from?
Well, good questions. I don't see any particularly new and promising revenue streams being discussed. I think the greatest hope is that the economy finally turns around, you know, that we start getting more jobs in the state of Michigan and that the housing market stabilizes and starts to pick up again.
Tom Ivacco, he's the administrator and program manager for the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. Thank you for joining me, Tom.
Thank you, Michael.